What do kids from Latin America have in common with kids from Camden, New Jersey? Many of them have to deal with drugs, crime, and violence on a daily basis. And today, advocates and social workers from both areas got together to share experiences and insights. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
High school student Aaron Holmes says he lives in the good part of Camden, but only compared with the absolute worst areas of the city.
Because there's still murders that happen. It's carjackings that used to happen. There's people I knew, too. They lived right up the street from me.
But Holmes got away from that life, thanks in part to an after-school program. At a meeting in North Camden, advocates and social workers from the city and a dozen Latin American cities got together to talk about how to put kids like Holmes on the right track. It was part of a program organized by the State Department that connects industry leaders from other countries to their counterparts in the U.S. Sister Helen Cole, who runs Guadalupe Family Services in Camden, wanted to stress a few ideas she's learned working with at-risk youth.
About having a safe place in the midst of violence, being able to do whatever we can to educate and have expectations of being educated.
Laura Voitret runs the Providencia Educational Center in Uruguay. Through a translator, she says the main difference between Latin America and the U.S. is that many Latin American social services organizations simply have less to work with.
Now, we do understand that you have more resources right here in the United States to fight it. But at the end, we are realizing that we really are facing exactly the same problem, so we don't feel so lonely, just to say so.
Other participants from countries including Mexico and Nicaragua asked questions ranging from how the community responds to their work in Camden to how the law treats drug possession in the U.S. Camden was the delegation's first stop, but meetings are also set in Cleveland, New Orleans, and Los Angeles. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.